Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee Bucks player Sterling Brown filed a federal civil rights lawsuit yesterday against the Milwaukee Police Department and the City of Milwaukee. The lawsuit claims wrongful arrest and excessive force by police when they arrested Brown in January. The incident took place in the parking lot of a drugstore on Milwaukee's south side. The Milwaukee Police Department still has not released the full video footage from police body cameras and dash cams. And Summerfest, the world's largest music festival, starts 1 week from today in Milwaukee. Featured acts this year include James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt, the Dave Matthews Band, Buddy Guy, and Boz Scaggs. And here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. As the Trump administration continues to take children away from refugees coming to the United States, much of the world today is celebrating World Refugee Day. Here in Milwaukee, everyone is invited to the celebration of World Refugee Day at the Westtown Farmers Market at Zeidler Union Square at 3rd and Michigan from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Refugee singers from Iraq and Myanmar will be performing, and there will be dancers from the Dance Academy of Mexico and Brazilian Samba de Vida. And the Brewers beat the Pirates last night 3-2. Game 3 of that 3-game series is tonight in Pittsburgh. Okay, here's read number 3. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Two Wisconsin businesses announced closings yesterday that will put more than 200 people out of work. In Madison, 79 scientists, engineers, and other professionals will be unemployed when Roche Pharmaceuticals closes their molecular systems facility. And in Janesville, the Aaron's Company said 141 people will be out of work when they close a marketing office. The CEO of Aaron's is a big donor to and close ally of Scott Walker and is the former chairman of Walker's scandal-ridden Weedick. Okay, here's read number 4. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Foxconn is now saying they will sharply limit water use at their new factory. The Taiwanese corporation said yesterday they will install innovative technology at the factory that will significantly reduce the amount of water they need from Lake Michigan. The company said they would install a $30 million zero-liquid discharge water recycling system at the new factory. That system will eliminate wastewater from the manufacturing process by distilling the water for reuse in the factory. And here's the forecast. And outside, mostly cloudy this afternoon and tonight. Lows tonight in the upper 50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s in Milwaukee, low 70s in Madison. Friday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain, highs in the mid-60s in Milwaukee, upper 60s in Madison. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. You're listening to Resistance Radio.